We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
God told the prophet, prophesy to the mountain and to the rivers and to the land. Talk to it. Prophesy to it. Boy, I'll tell you, I've learned to do that. Find you some scripture to stand on. Get it in your heart. I bought a mountain a few years ago. And the way I bought it was a talk to it. It wasn't even for sale. But I picked up the dirt and talked to it and said, listen to me, come to me. I'm calling you in the name of Jesus. 10 days later, it came on the market. Better have your money ready. Somebody said, I tried it and it didn't work. It won't work if you try it. See, that word has to abide in you. See, there's people trying to operate in what they hear other people doing when that word doesn't abide in them. It's not that God favors one more than the other. It's what word is in them. You have to operate on your word level. See, that's the same as the individual that believes that God will save you, but he won't heal you. They have the word concerning salvation, have no word concerning healing on the inside, so that's all they can stand on. Could go further with that, but I think you understand what I'm talking about there. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, call understanding thy kinswoman. Now, I started out to tell you this, and I let it slip. Go to Psalm 30. Find you a scripture that you can stand on, get it in your heart, get the word of God in you, even if it's out of context. There's something about God putting something in print. The scripture says the word of God is not any private interpretation. Now, there's several ways you could go with that. But if I can find it printed and God said it, I'm going to stand on it in the way I need it. Get it in me. And there was a time when this project of mine up there was, you know, I fed that alligator a while. There was some times it was pretty close. We were selling house sites on this mountain. And I found this scripture, Psalms 30 and verse 7. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. I started saying it. Thank God, Lord, through thy favor, you've made my mountain to stand strong. And it did. And it is. And it has. But the word has to abide in you. I mean, this is a way of life, folks. Find you the word of God. Find the scripture. It's of no private interpretation. If God said it, he'll back it up. It'll not return to him void. Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing the sun of the soul, spirit, joints of the marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So your thoughts and intents can take scripture. Now, I can't take a scripture like this and preach it to you and take it out of context. But if you can find it in the Word of God, I can put it in my heart. Change situation. You put pressure on situation with the Word of God. Come with me over to chapter 8, verse 6. Herefore I will speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Now see, that comes back to keeping your words straight. Talking what you believe. Believing what you say. They're all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Verse 12, wisdom dwelleth with prudence and findeth out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 14, counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasure. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the works of old. Come over to the 10th chapter. Well, stop off in the 9th chapter. Verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. the knowledge of God, his understanding. You hear people say this, well, now, I'll just tell you, you never know what God's going to do. If you'll read his words, you'll know what he'll do. He'll do everything he said he'd do, did everything you believe him to do. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, thy years, thy life shall be increased. Well, that's good, isn't it? Come to chapter 10. Here's a good one, verse 19. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. Come down to chapter 11, verse 5. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall in his own wickedness. Verse 6. The righteous of the upright shall deliver them, but the transgressor shall be taken in his naughtiness. Verse 8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, but the wicked come in his stead. Come over to chapter 15. We've read this one, but we'll read verse 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pourth out foolishness. Verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Verse 15. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of merry heart hath a continual feast. Now, put it with this next verse, verse 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. If you don't have any joy, check up on what you've been saying. Your words has more effect on you than they do anyone else. Chapter 16. Preparation of the heart in man, the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A man's heart deviseth his way. James said, if any man seemeth to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. He's telling you that your tongue can deceive your heart. How does it do it? It deceives it into believing that what you said is what you want. And God taught us to say what you believe and believe what you say. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Anything more than that cometh of evil. So words spoken, a man's heart deviseth his way. But the Lord directs his step. The Lord will direct your steps to cause it to come to pass. But what is in your heart devises your way. Now, if you're saying, well, I'll tell you what, you watch and see. We're not going to be able to make it this year at the end of the year. We don't have money to pay the payment on our house. I can already see that. That went into your heart. It will devise your way. Now, when it says the Lord directs your steps, what's in your heart? See, he's talking positively now. He's talking about putting the Word of God in here, and the Lord will direct your steps through your heart. But what if you put the words of the devil in there? See, what if you'd have said, well, I can say right now in the name of Jesus that I have abundance and no lack because I've given, it's given to me, and I proclaim and prophesy now. House, hear the word of the Lord. I'll pay you off at the end of the year. Now the Lord will direct your steps. You'll be led by your spirit to make the right decision, do the right thing, to cause prosperity to come. It comes from the heart. You'll be led by your spirit to do it. See, now James said, if you don't bridle your tongue, you'll deceive your own heart. Saying things that you don't want to come to pass, but you're afraid will come to pass, when you speak those, they get in here. Now see, he's not talking on the negative side here, he's talking on the positive side. A man's heart devises his way. See, he's telling you all the time, put these things in your heart. Put them in your heart. Then, when the situation arises, that word in your heart, that abides in you, the Lord will use that to devise your way. And it will not return unto him void. Now, how did you get it in there? By saying and speaking and saying and speaking and proclaiming what God said. So it will not return void. It will force the earth to produce. Now, remember what the earth was in Mark 4? It was the heart of man. It will cause you to be in the right place at the right time to meet the right people for the right situation to fulfill and cause to come to pass what you've been saying and what's in your heart. The Lord will direct your steps. Look at verse 23 here. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words. If I had any bone disease, I'd start talking pleasant words. Oh, now, Brother Capps, you don't really believe that affects your bones. No, I don't really believe it. I know it. That's what he says here. There is a way. Now, listen, somebody said, yeah, but now, brother, I just believe in saying it like it is, and that's the right way to do it. You just got to say it like it is. Read the next verse. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But the wholesome tongue is the tree of life. The closest you're going to come to the tree of life in this life. Now, let me show you why I say this. The tree of life would produce eternal life. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You can speak the word of God, you can proclaim, believe, and say what God said, and you can tap eternal life. You can tap the tree of life. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is what we would say is faith. And it comes through the Word of God. The wisdom of knowing how to apply the knowledge in every situation. Understanding keeps people from talking you out of it. And when it all comes together, it's like the fellow that mixed up sand, cement, and mixed a little water with it, and he's got concrete. I mean, you can stand on it, brother. The Word of God. Come on, I'm going to hush. Can't find a place to stop. I'll just quit.
God bless you. I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today as we've taught on the subject of tapping the tree of life. Now, you know, there was a tree in the Garden of Eden called the Tree of Life, but Adam didn't eat of it. He got run out of the garden, and a flaming sword kept him from it. God didn't want him to eat of that tree of life and live forever in his sinful condition. This is a CD offer number 7112, single CD for $8, plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11, and it'll share with you how to tap the tree of life. The closest you're going to get to tapping the tree of life in this life is learning the scriptures and proclaiming and confessing the word of God and being obedient to the word of God. In Proverbs, the third chapter, it says wisdom is a tree of life. Well, it says, get wisdom with all thy getting, good understanding. So when you understand the wisdom of God, which is the word of God, and act on it, you're tapping a tree of life. Then Proverbs 11th chapter, verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. In other words, the more you see the fruit of what you're doing when you base your authority on the word of God and acting on the word of God, it's a tree of life to you. It produces life for you. And it'll actually produce eternal life if you act on it. Then the 13th chapter of Proverbs, verse 12 says, when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Proverbs the 15th chapter, verse 4 said, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So the wholesome tongue, speaking, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. Words you speak can be a tree of life to you if you're confessing the Word of God. That's CD offer number 7112, single CD for a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area. Word is worthy.